Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to No Censorship Radio. I'm Chuck U.
I'm Linda P.
Opening comments were made by Nancy Gender Talk, Nancy Mandroni of Gender Talk. She made those comments on the Boston Common this past Saturday at the Gay Pride Rally.
And what fun. Speaking of fun, tonight live in the studio, we have the Street Rats from Pittsburgh. And they're
Street
not...
Rat Liberation Front.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're not a rock band. Well, they might be, but they're down here for the June 18th the Global Day of Action, which took place, which we'll be talking about real soon.
And we'll also hear some art activism and anarchy.
On WMBR in Cambridge.
So stay tuned.
You might have something to say one day. You won't want me to get in your way on the FBI or the CIA. Could take the First Amendment on the holiday of it. For everybody, this speech is free for you and me. This speech is free for you and me.
Friends.
consolidated with the title track, Friendly Fascism, here on WMBR in Cambridge. And now for something not completely different.
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm trying to wash the flag here. I'm washing the, trying to wash the blood and the tears of the poor all over the world out of the flag, but it really isn't coming clean very well. It's kind of in there.
So you have your washboard?
We got the...
A bin of soapy water?
Yeah, we got the board and the wash basin going here, and I don't know. It's going to be a long struggle, but we're trying to do something.
So why are you out on the streets today on June 18th?
Well, this is the day, I guess, that the G8 are meeting in Boulogne.
Stop for this flag, okay? A lot of friends, and you're desecrating America.
I don't mean to be. I hate the fact, I don't really hate it. I don't mind the fact that some people are offended, because if you don't offend a few people, you're not doing,
anything right.
Not doing anything. But it makes me ashamed the way our influence all over the world is to keep the poor poor. And right now they're meeting, they have these secret trade agreements, which of course we're not let into. There's no democratic process. It's basically give the companies what they want. It's a nice bill of rights for the corporations, if you like.
What's your name?
Susan McLucas.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Well,
you want to record it?
Yes. Awesome. Susan McLucas of Boston, who's been on the show for numerous times, yes?
Somerville,
I'm sorry. And now it's time to change the tape. You're listening to No Censorship Radio on WMBR in Cambridge, where anarchy has been let loose once again.
Ah, anarchy in the studio!
Right. Meanwhile... That interview and as well as this music, which disappeared, and it's back. This music here. Thank you. All of it is coming. All of it is coming from. I'm sorry for all this carrying on, but as you can tell, we've got a liberation front happening here at the station, and so. Why don't we just have them introduce themselves? The Street Rat Liberation Front, from left to right. Shoot.
This is Will Rat for Iraq.
Rita Rodentia.
Radical.
Oh, you think you're radical. You guys are coming in from Pittsburgh. What are you doing here?
Mainly, I'm just doing what my fleas tell me to. Unlike the fleas' historical predecessors, they're not carrying the black plague, though. They're carrying the information plague, which helps evict the ruling class from the minds of the masses that they're dependent upon in order to perpetuate their ruling classiness.
Are you some kind of commie?
No, I'm a green. No, I'm not a green either, sorry. I'm a blue.
The blue, and that stands for...
Oh, it's an alternative to red and green.
Gotcha. Actually, it would be... What would happen if you combined red and green? Would you get...
Brown?
Mud. It's mud. But brown is the universal color, and it's pretty natural stuff. What are we listening to here, Rat Tickle?
I don't know, because he accidentally changed from the CD that I provided him with to a different one.
That would be me.
Or right. You did.
All right, fine. Try this.
Now we're listening to the Volunteers Collective.
And what is that?
It's a project that pursues circumstantial playing. In other words, playing in which the circumstances determine the substance of what's being produced. A sort of site-specificness.
Gotcha. So it's like an art installation.
No. It's the exact opposite of that.
Why?
Rita Rodentia will explain.
Street rats. Rats of the street. Rockin' and a rapper to the street rat beat. Street rats learn a lesson too. You can't let the fat cats eat you. Reclaim your mental real estate.
And, And you're pursuing a recording contract for that, yes?
No, actually, that goes to the credit of the movie Beat Street, which was an early influence.
Cool. So you guys came down from Pittsburgh, and just are you having fun here in Boston?
Yep. Today we came up for the June 18th Global Street Day party, and it was great. There was the Statue of Liberty holding her dollar signs and her Book of Lies with wearing her American flag on her around her, and there was I don't know what else.
The World Bank, who I tried to interview on video, but the only information I could get out of the World Bank is that he wanted to consume more poor people.
Although, you know, you might realize that today's event was in honor of the merger of the Bank of Boston and the Fleet Mega Bank to create the new Fleece Boston Bank, whose motto is "We Ate the World." And we would really like to express our appreciation to Cad Gifford and Terror Murray, the CEOs of the new Fleece Boston Bank, for deciding on today as their day of restitution to all whom they have built and oppressed. They've made $1 billion in grant money available to poor people. So make sure that you go to the new Fleece Boston Bank to collect your money if you're a poor person out there listening to this program.
Yeah, that works for me, and I'm not really even a poor person, but if they're giving it away, and they've been fleece bostoning me for years, I would like to take some of that back. So this event today was part of an international action marking the G8 nations getting together in Cologne to work on how they're going to control us in the coming century. And a lot of people were fighting back by protesting in the streets in various ways. Why not just call your congressperson?
Because they can't do anything about it, even if they wanted to.
And besides, they never return my calls.
I believe you. We are talking to the Street Rat Liberation Front here at No Censorship Radio on WMBR in Cambridge. And I don't know what we're talking about. Mostly we're talking about June 18th at the moment, although I'm willing to be flexible about that. And Chuck, you had a question?
This is adding to the flexibility. We Ate the World comment broke up a lot of people out in the lobby just now. It was quite amusing. So our street rats who came all the way in from Pittsburgh just to be a part of this event this afternoon and a part of our radio show tonight, we must express our gratitude for that. And I also understand that there was some other street theater going on, and maybe they can help elaborate on that. We have our own anarchist street activist Ian McKinnon, who was down there. I tried to get a hold of him myself, but did you guys witness any of his antics?
He must have been the World Bank.
He was probably the one who was sticking his finger down the throat of the World Bank, trying to get it to vomit up what it ate.
Excellent. Yes, and if you are a sensitive listener, you may want to tune away for a while. Probably if you're a sensitive listener, you never listen to the show anyway. Why come all the way here from Pittsburgh? Why didn't you do your protesting in Pittsburgh?
Probably because no one would have showed up there.
How come?
I don't know, general apathy.
Really?
And I thought it'd be fun to get out of the city for a while, and it was, because it seemed like today's protest, all the people that would normally get kicked out by the traditional left had their own protest and street party, and it was a lot of fun.
Wow, that's interesting. What do you mean by kicked out by the traditional left?
Well, I mean, like, your traditional Trotskyists and stuff don't seem to have a sense of humor.
You've noticed that, too?
Yeah.
You're hurting the movement!
We actually got yelled at not too long ago. We were at the Pentagon for the Stop the NATO Bombing protest, and we got chased away by the marshals for trying to start a chorus line.
In the front of the march.
Oh, I heard about that. The word was out and about on the internet about that. In fact, I didn't even have some information. But why bother? You were there. What was let's jump right from Boston. Even though I want to ask you all these great things about how wonderful Boston is and why you wouldn't want to be anywhere else on June 18th to protest on an international global day of action, why not come to Boston exactly? But tell us about June 5th, since you were there too, the big protest at the Pentagon. And you've already said some things about it. You generally, I guess, would say that it was pretty boring.
Sort of bored, I'd have to say. But it was a good, there was a lot of people there. There was a diverse crowd there. Pam Africa spoke. She's always a joy. She's great. And it was, I guess, broadcast live on C-SPAN, so that made everyone happy to know that Pam Africa's words were, like, getting out all over the place. Mm-hmm.
Who else?
I don't know, it was a really interesting march because you had a lot of people that would never come to anything else. I mean, middle-class people, Serbians mostly, that have no contact with radicals at all. And it was, I think that was kind of positive because they got to hear about other issues like Iraq and the School of the Americas and Mumia Abu-Jamal, which otherwise they would have probably never heard about that. But this, like, this, the bombings of Yugoslavia actually opened them up to hearing that sort of thing. But it was interesting because there were a lot of people with really different views on the subject there.
Mm. So it's a kind of a radicalizing experience, a war, and the protest against the war.
I just wanted to add one thing that was really great. The Veterans for Peace, and the Monday before that march, they went around Madeleine Albright's neighborhood and passed out this letter to warn the community that a criminal was living in their neighborhood. I thought that was pretty great.
And of course, the criminal was Madeleine Albright.
Oh, great.
There's a criminal living in the White House, too, and, you know, various other places. Usually pretty posh houses, I've noticed.
Yeah, it's amazing. Crime does pay. What do you think about these protests? And, you know, is there any chance of stopping the war with a 10,000-person protest on the Pentagon on a Saturday? Or what would you do differently?
That's the hard part. I don't know. I guess that's why we go in March, because we haven't figured out what else to do.
Yeah, I mean, we might back up the sewage and the Pentagon or something like that. That might help a little bit for a couple of hours. But
well, wouldn't that feed them all?
Actually, if we backed up the sewage to the
yeah,
Pentagon,
the
we'd
Pentagon
actually
does eat poop. It's a little known fact, but
who else
we
eats
have
poop?
Buttons to prove it.
The warmongers,
the warmongers eat poop. Who else eats poop?
Madeleine
Albright
eats poop.
Yeah. So you know, naturally, if we were to back up the sewers of the Pentagon, what would happen is all that shit would flow back into the Pentagon, and they'd end up feeding all
those
people.
They'd be so busy. They'd be so busy feeding, though.
That's what they
do in the center.
Just
a big feeding frenzy.
We heard rumors that at the center of the Pentagon, they actually kept a large pile of fecal material that during lunch break, they all ran out and stuffed their faces with it.
Just
swarms of generals and all these important people.
Talking with the Street Rat Liberation Front, and if we could take phone calls, we sure would. Unfortunately, we're not able to at the present time due to our continuing construction. But if you want to call us and make a comment, feel free, 253-8810. We won't, the rats may answer the phone, but, you know, whatever. What are we going to do next? You know, August 18th came and went, and no, it hasn't.
Oh, no. August hasn't come yet.
Is it June? I'm obviously way out there. June 18th.
Has 1999 come yet?
No. At least I hope not, because I have a lot to do this year. But we have, obviously, there is a continuing movement against the all of these the multilateral agreements on investment and the free trade thing that Clinton is now pushing and that the global corporations are pushing. How do we take on the global corporations that obviously have so much power in the world, and how do we stop this before it goes even further than it already has?
Well, again, I think that one of our main issues is to evict the ruling class from our minds and from the minds of as many other people as possible, because they have to occupy your mind before they can occupy the space around your mind. If they don't succeed in occupying your mind, then they have much greater difficulty occupying the space around your mind, and they need that space. They need, why, I don't know. It's kind of like compulsive overeating, you know, that sort of thing. I think the ruling class are all just compulsive overeaters, basically. And I think we need to put them on a diet, put them on a really, really severe diet.
That would be excellent. Weight Watchers kind of thing.
Yeah, Weight Jenny Watchers Craig. For the ruling class.
Mm-hmm.
Where you
no more poop.
Not only will he take away our poop right from now. Them, so they can't eat that anymore, but everything else, you know, the lawns, the houses, the streets, everything.
My sweat, my blood, my tears, they just can't have it anymore.
My blood, sweat, and tears. Well, they can have those records, actually.
And what are we listening to now? What's on the CD? Volunteers Collective, A Year of Sundays.
A Year of Sundays. It's residue from a series of recording sessions in a lot of different types of environments, such as at the Anonymous Family Reunion.
That sounds like fun.
Well, everyone is anonymous to everyone else, and or to somebody else, at least. So everyone is anonymous, and I figured that there should be an Anonymous Family Reunion, and there was one, and it was attended by a large group of anonymous people, or at least a large group of microorganisms that were inhabiting the body of a small group of anonymous people.
Okay. So now, I'm still confused, but I can help myself on that. What are we going to do? What should we do now?
I don't know.
That's a good... isn't that a great interview question?
What about reclaiming our mental real estate?
Well, you can
well,
tell
Rat,
me so,
well, Rat
some
knows
more about that.
Knows about that.
Yeah, that's part of the ongoing campaign of the Street Rat Liberation Front is to reclaim our mental real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that because the human brain is configured in such a way that it retains every piece of information ever put into it. Whether or not you can recall that information is another story. Some people can, some people can't. So every time you watch a commercial on TV, every time you pass a billboard, look at an ad in a magazine, that stuff's all taking up space. And we're subjected to so many ads that eventually, you know, maybe the only information we're going to be able to recall is this compulsion to go out and buy a product that we don't want or need. So, one of the campaigns of the Street Rapid Liberation Front is to reclaim our mental real estate. And one of the ways we do that is by occupying the physical real estate of mass advertising campaigns. And we've been targeting the billboards for that. All you need is flour and water, and you can paste up your own message.
And do you take over the entire billboard, or do you just deface and deturn the billboards that are there?
Well, we can convert them depending on what they say, or we can just find a blank one and put our own message on it.
What was your favorite one?
I thought
there was a big billboard that said, look here, and then it had an ad for Pittsburgh with a website on it, and we put, look here, 1984 is near. I thought that was funny.
And then there was the, if Yins lived in Iraq, your kids would be dead billboard.
If who?
Yins.
That's a Pittsburgh word for...
Yuins.
Oh.
It's a plural version of you that's only used there. It's one of those things that the neoliberal economic system would like to destroy because it tends to bring difficulty in sending messages to your workers or slave labor force because they speak different than you do. So they've actually brought in people to teach proper English in Pittsburgh to get rid of our accent.
Neoliberalism, of course, wants to homogenize the whole world, turn it into white bread, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we all know white bread is not good for you, and don't drink milk, as our friend Brother R.A. says. You are listening to No Censorship Radio on WMBR in Cambridge. We do have the Street Rat Liberation Front, and we are talking about the end of the world as you know it, and what to put in its place. Are you pro-rat or anti-rat? What's the deal with that?
Pro-rat.
And why would that be? Having had some experience with rats myself, I don't quite get that.
Well, it depends on who the rat is.
Excellent.
I remember in the 70s, the Yippies tried to nominate a float in the Nixon inauguration parade of a 30-foot rat with Nixon's head on it.
Well, we definitely wouldn't be for the Nixon rat.
We're for the street rat. You know, we're the rats that used to live in the gutters, but the current system filled the gutters with so much garbage we were forced up onto the street. Now we have to deal with it.
Gotcha. Well, what else do you do around Pittsburgh? And now that you've invaded here, what will you be doing here?
Well, of course, we're constantly preaching the use of foil hats as a symbol of resistance to thought control.
Excellent.
And we're very interested in things like electromagnetic frequency weapons, etc., and the use of those weapons to give headaches to political activists, etc. Foil hats are flexible as a fashion statement, too. It's not just that they're useful in resisting the thought police. Foil hats are very cheap, and they can be molded into a lot of different shapes. You don't really have to have a lot of so-called talent in order to make a foil hat. You just rip off a piece of foil, although Ed Etcetera, who's one of our collaborators, is very talented in the area of making foil hats. And Ed Etcetera gives them away free to people, sometimes with a little booklet that says Welcome to Mind Control that explains things about the implanting of telemetric devices in people's brains. Timothy McVeigh supposedly claimed that he had a telemetric device implanted in his butt by Calspan, which is a company that he worked for as a security agent. And I believe that that was probably true. That probably ties into the Pentagon eats poop somehow, but I'm not, you know, there's the butt connection.
Yes, and so one other thing. In this non-linear conversation, you all are going over to Carberry's tonight to see this movie thing, and I heard that you're actually going to try and show a movie.
There actually will be a documentation on Foiled called Foiled Again about mind control.
Uh-huh. And this has to do with foil hats, does it?
Foil hats and various other things that are more reputable causes or more acceptable to people. Some people might think I did. Well, uh-huh. Actually, the Street Rat Liberation Army did. I was just a mere peon that helped it along its way.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things in the video, too, is the fight to save Mumia Abu-Jamal, which we work on a lot, too, since he's really close to us. He's an hour outside of the city, held in death row at the concentration camp in Waynesburg, PA.
Okay, so he's included in this film as well?
Well, there's footage from the Million for Mumia march that happened on August 24th, Mumia's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
April 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Is that August
then? I don't know if that August
is. Well, we have a bunch of tape from Philadelphia, April 24th, that we've been airing bits of throughout the past few weeks. You were down in Philadelphia for that?
Yep.
That was a cool time.
Yeah.
You know, in Neoism, it's always 6 o'clock, so maybe in Neoism, or maybe in the Street Rat Liberation Front, it's always August. That might be the explanation for this recurrent August theme.
No, I think
it's always
it's
happy
just a
month.
Good point.
I think I'm just tired. Well, thank you, Street Rats, for coming over to Boston to play with us here on No Censorship Radio.
We tried to get a moving company to move the entire city of Boston over to Pittsburgh so we wouldn't have to rent a car to come over here, but nobody would cooperate with us, so, you know, you shouldn't thank us too much. We were forced to come here because of the lack of cooperation with the moving company.
Well, thank you for not moving Boston, because we wouldn't want to go to Pittsburgh.
Oh, can I say hi to the chomper, Noam Chomsky?
Yeah, he's obviously tuned in.
This is his stomping ground.
Yeah, we love you, Chomper.
Rock on, Chomsky.
Stick it to the man, Chomper.
No. You heard it here first on WMBR in Cambridge.
Home
this
to the moon.
Chomsky. You're listening to No Censorship Radio with Chuck U and Linda P on the most leftist station on your dial, WMBR Cambridge.